Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 88, The Whistler Feedback. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's, pick up some great Mayberry items. They got the Dillard's CD, There's a Time. You'll love that. Of course, Charlene's not singing. Ties, they got all kinds of stuff. Two Chairs No Waiting is, as I said, brought to you by weaversdepartmentstore.com, and it's also brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for your donations. Tonight's episode is brought to you by John Foster. So thanks, John. Thanks for your donations. Hey, everybody. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waitings. Glad to have you with us again. Hey, last week we talked about the Whistler. Who was it that whistled the theme to the Andy Griffith Show? That was the question. A lot of folks, thinking it's Fred Lowry. Of course, Earl Hagen says it's him. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, that's episode number 87. You might want to stop the podcast now and go back and listen to that, because tonight we're going to be taking some feedback from that. We're going to be listening and hearing from some of the fellow fans like you that have called in and visited with us or sent me something so that we could hear it. Because, wow, we got one. I had to play it last because the audio quality was so good. Telephone calls can only be so good. But the last feedback is really high quality, and it's better than my quality, actually. So hopefully you'll like it. Anyway, so we talked last week again about Fred Lowry and who whistled the theme of the Andy Griffith Show. A little bit of Fred. He was a blind person, just to recap a little bit, that had traveled around to schools. We believe it was him and been told it was him that traveled around to schools. And he whistled. He's a great whistler. Now, the question has been, a lot of the people that heard him thought that he whistled the theme song because he mentioned something like that. So first, let's go on and hear from some of our feedback, and we'll just continue the conversation from last week. So here's our first caller, and voicemail is from Ken. So Ken, tell us what you think.
Ken Anderson here in Eau Claire. I just wanted to comment on your last podcast on Earl Hagen and the Whistler. That was one of the best I think you've ever done, because it was a topic that I know a lot of people are really interested in. I was able to take a screenshot of Earl Hagen, and I plan to use that in my PowerPoint presentations that I do, because I always begin my presentations by playing the whistling song. That'll be great to have a picture of him alongside of it and to give him credit for that. So keep up the great work. I always look forward to Tuesday night when those come out. Have a good day, Alan. Bye.
Hey, thanks, Ken. Hey, I appreciate that. Thanks for the kind words. Now, as he said, Fred whistled the theme song. Now, last week, I had meant to play these for you last week, but I want you to hear just a little example of him whistling. So here, this is Fred Lowry, and I've got two examples. I'll play one now and one in just a minute. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here's what he sounded like when he whistled. So this is, it's pretty amazing, really, so. Just here's Fred Lowry. Wow, I think you can hear there that he was a pretty amazing whistler. I have no idea. This is called Whistle It Is. Okay, we're going to cut that down here. We'll pull it down. But you hear that? That's like he's whistling multiple notes at one time. So, I mean, he was a pretty amazing whistler, and I'm definitely not taking anything away from him. But, the question is, did he whistle the theme to the Andy Griffith Show? And, of course, last week we talked about that. Here's another call. This is from Robbie Curley, and he remembers attending one of Mr. Lowry's concerts. So we want to hear from Robbie. So here's Robbie.
Hi, Alan. This is Robbie Curley. Just wanted to give you a quick call about your last podcast discussing Fred Lowry. I very clearly remember him performing at my middle school here in South Carolina in either 1970 or 71. He was blind and was assisted by his wife, who played records of popular songs on a turntable while he whistled along into a hot microphone, similar to the episode of Barney and the Choir. I also clearly remember him starting to whistle the theme song and snapping his fingers and asking the audience if we recognized it. Of course, everyone shouted, "The Andy Griffith Show," and he said, "Well, that was me that you heard." And he went on to whistle the theme for us. Of course, that was back in the days before the Internet or before Earl had written his autobiography, Memoirs of a Famous Composer Nobody Ever Heard Of. So we had to sort of take Fred's word at face value at the time, but we were all suitably impressed. Of course, we know better now, but I'll always remember his visit that day and what a great whistler he was. I also remember being inspired by his whistling to hone up my own whistling skills, much to the dismay of my parents, who thought I'd never stop. So thanks again for these great podcasts, especially the last two about Barney's Houdini badge and Fred Lowry. Hope you're enjoying the Johnny Dollar episodes also. Take care, Alan, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Robbie, thank you so much for calling in. That's great. Now, you hear him talking about Fred whistling two notes at the same time. Well, if you noticed on that last song, he was whistling, I mean, I can't do it, the two notes at the same time, and we'll hear that again in a second. Robbie also mentioned the Johnny Dollar. Robbie sends me Johnny Dollar episodes that have Floyd in them, Howard McNear. And a lot of the old, Johnny Dollar was an old radio show that was about a insurance investigator. But it's an old radio drama or show where he went around trying to catch people cheating on their insurance. So anyway, but Robbie, thank you for those as well. But thank you for that feedback. As you heard, he said that Mr. Lowry said that he had whistled that theme on the Andy Griffith Show. So now it is possible, and this is kind of one of the theories that was batted around a little bit last week, that maybe maybe Mr. Lowry whistled on the album. Maybe he was actually the one whistling on the album. I can't say for sure. All I know is Earl Hagen said that the theme song you hear on the Andy Griffith Show is him. It doesn't necessarily mean that Mr. Lowry wasn't the one that whistled on the album I showed you last week, songs, themes, and last from the Andy Griffith Show. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I just have a hard time believing Mr. Lowry just was flat out not telling the truth. So I'm just trying to figure out a good reason why everybody remembers him saying that he was the whistler on the theme song. So anyway, Robbie, again, thank you for calling. And last week, Tim from South Carolina was the one who brought this up. He had called in and he called back, and I just want to apologize to Tim. First time I mentioned his name in episode 87, I called him Ted. And then I corrected myself the rest of the time. I didn't even realize I had done that until I listened to the show later. But that's one of my, I see a word, it said Tim, and I said Ted. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, let's hear from Tim, because he called back in response to the episode last week. So here's Tim.
Hey, Alan, this is Tim again. I just listened to the podcast Whistler, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, it was just outstanding. I didn't expect you to go near that deep in detail into that topic, so I certainly appreciate it. It was very informative. I guess I should have given you a little more information about the time period. About 1962 in Taylorsville, North Carolina. And I think I probably was in the second grade of school, something like that. And as far as the gospel music, I was a little, I really don't remember, but the one thing I do know, the one thing that does stick out in my mind, he was able to whistle two different tones at the same time, I think like a high note and a low note at the same time. So that and the fact that he did, somebody said, that he was the whistler for the Andy Griffith show. So anyway, just some... an idea maybe for a future show. I've never been to the Mayberry Days, a long-time Andy Griffith fan, back from the days when it originally aired, right on up to the day, and love it to death. Maybe some advice on you know, what to expect at the Mayberry Days, and because I plan on coming this year. It's the big one, and I'd like to be there, but it just seems like there's so much to do, and, you know, I'm sure everything sells out and moves fast, so any ideas on, you know, what would be the best way to go and, I guess, see the most that you possibly could during the weekend. But anyway, appreciate it. Keep it up, and I'll be listening. Goodbye.
Hey, Tim, thanks again for calling. I really appreciate that. Let me go ahead and answer your second question quickly, and I may do a podcast about this later. I was going to do more tonight, but we're already 11 minutes into this episode. So Mayberry Days, let's talk about that just really quickly. Mayberry Days is in Mount Airy, North Carolina, the last full weekend of September each year. So I won't tell you when that's going to be this year, because you may be listening to this 2 years from now, from the time I record it, and I want it to be still usable. So what I'm going to recommend you do is go to mayberrydays.org, and that's the official site from the Surrey Arts Council, and you can get information, and of course the information on there right now is about the 21st annual Mayberry Days, going to be held this September. But, you know, drop by and that website, and you can scroll down. You'll be able to see ticket information. You can look at the Confidential. The Confidential is the newspaper that gets put out each year for Mayberry Days, and it has the complete schedule. So when you get to town, you'll be able to pick up a copy. They're free, and it has complete schedule, like the Mayberry Days Golf Tournament. I'm scrolling on the video. You can see some of this, but you can go to mayberrydays.org, and you can see there are events happening all day long, both days. Karen Knotts is going to be there this particular year. Betty Lynn's there. It's definitely something you want to go and do. And I will do a complete podcast just running down some of the stuff at Mayberry Days. But I also want you to remember that you can go to mayberry.com. Let's see, I'll go there. Mayberry.com and to the event calendar. And the event calendar at mayberry.com, the link will take you, and you can see all kinds of Mayberry events that are coming up throughout the year in different locations. So while Mayberry Days is definitely something every Mayberry fan should go to, these other events are very special as well, and they're all listed out. They're all listed out there, and the Mayberry Cruise number 5 is coming up later this year. All that information is at mayberry.com, and then go to the events link, event calendar link, that you'll see on the right-hand side of the page there. You'll be able to see it. There's also a link for calendar right there at the top in the middle, kind of. You'll see it there. Both of you take you to the event calendar. So I definitely recommend that. Okay, let's get back to Fred Lowry now. Tim called in and said, you know, that he had heard the two notes at the same time. Listen to this. This one is Wild Irish Rose by Mr. Lowry. Okay, so you can definitely hear there the multiple notes that they were talking about. This guy could whistle. Sounds like some kind of a instrument of some kind. Anyway, that's about enough of that. So, but you can hear that whistling. That is pretty amazing. And Mr. Lowry was obviously an amazing whistler. And, you know, like I said last week, he was considered the king of whistlers, you know. So, Mr. Lowry, I definitely take my hat off to you. I don't have any idea exactly what happened as far as whistling the theme of the Andy Griffith Show or not, but you were pretty great. All right, so we got one more. And I will say again, I will mention that the person, you know, Mr. Hagen, Earl Hagen, he said that he had heard, or he whistled the theme that's on the show. So just to make sure that's clear, I just can't believe Mr. Lowry was just straight out being untruthful. So there has to have been something. There was some question, and Robbie kind of said for sure that he had said that he whistled it. There was question in my mind as to perhaps, you know, people had heard, hey, this is, if you know what this song is. And then he whistled it, and he says, I'll whistle it for you or something like that. And kids, being young at the time, may have just thought that it was Mr. Lowry that whistled it all the time on the show itself. But Mr. Hagen, Earl Hagen, said, you know, it was him. So anyway, let's put that there. And we got one last caller, and this one's a little bit long, but it's great. I love it. Mike Peacock. He's in our chat room right now with us, along with, we got several folks in there tonight, live visiting with me. You got about seven people or so. So, here's Mike's, feedback from, last week's episode.
Well, thank you, Alan. Hey, greetings all Andy Griffith Show fans. Yes, we are the elite group, right? Well, I'm coming to you from my office, my radio studio, WYFE Radio in Connersville, Indiana. And we have Super Oldies 1580, which is all the oldies type format. And our FM station has country music. And you can actually hear our oldies station online at superoldies1580.com. Thought I'd throw that in there just for fun. I do the news on there. I'm the production manager. I'd make the commercials and do a little bit of everything. Empty trash cans, couple times a week, you know. No, but anyway, we've been talking a lot lately and hearing a lot lately about the whistling going on around Mayberry. No, there wasn't any bugs in it. There wasn't any cats. It wasn't anything like that. But anyway, Fred Lowry, there could be a bug in that story, right? The biggest mystery since who is Mr. Swamp? Well, Fred Lowry obviously did not really whistle the theme to the Andy Griffith Show for the network production. He might have whistled it at the schools he went and visited, right? I can remember as a kid, my older brother and sister coming home from school one day saying that this guy named Fred Lowry had been to their school and had whistled all these neat songs and was a blind man, and he was really talented and did a good job. And he also mentioned whistling the theme to the Andy Griffith Show, which he did, and they brought the story home, and I was all excited because I love to watch that show every week on TV. But anyway, that's a story like many others have told, and you kind of wonder now, did they bring that and say, well, here's a song you might recognize as being on the Andy Griffith Show, or here's one that I do that is a theme of a popular show you watch every week. I don't know how the story evolved, because all indications seem to be it's Earl Hagen, the composer, whatnot, that did the actual whistling. If you searched on the internet, like a lot of us have, there's a lot of good sites about that. One of them, cool site, is called squiddo.com, squiddo.com/ Andy-Griffith-theme. And you can see a lot of really great pictures and read up a lot about Earl Hagen and so forth. And songfacts.com, if you search the fishing hole, you'll hear all the arguments about Fred Lowry. So we really want to get into that. So leave that as it may. Who is Mr. Swamp? Who was Fred Lowry? We'll find out. Thanks, Alan.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for that great feedback. Great. Those websites, I had looked at those, especially the, songfacts.com. It had all kinds of information about this, and there was argument basically in the comments field. So if you go there, the links to both of those sites will be, and mayberrydays.org will be on the show notes. So if you drop by twochairsnowaiting.com, you will be able to see them there. And, no doubt. And, now here, just to play again, this, you heard Mr. Lowry. Let's just play just a second of this again. Listen to this. Okay, and then this other one, let's hear it too. I think there's a little music here, but let's hear him just whistling for a second. Okay, so now you heard that, and I remember last week somebody mentioned that the theme to the Andy Griffith Show is just regular whistling, while this was they said something like this was the difference between walking and going the speed of light compared in the whistling. So let's hear. Here's the theme to the Andy Griffith Show. Let's hear just a little bit of that.
The Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith.
All right, so a lot of us can whistle that.
Also starring Don Knotts.
almost whistle it. A lot of us can whistle that. But this kind of thing, go ahead and try it. Oh, that's horrible. I can't do that. I can almost whistle. I can whistle that. So maybe that as well is a way for us to know that, you know, if he whistled this, Mr. Lowry, ever, it was real easy for him. Because if I can kind of whistle it, I can't kind of do this. Not even close. So I definitely take my hat off to Mr. Lowry and thank him for the example there of whistling. And, you know, last week we talked about the two things we know is the theme of the Andy Griffith Show for whistling. And then this was the other one. And since we're talking about whistling, I got to play this.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whistling man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
The Globetrotters, ladies and gentlemen. Sweet Georgia Brown. All right. Well, folks, hey, I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank you for being a part of tonight's show. I hope you've enjoyed this. And the links to everything you've seen or heard will be on Mayberry, not Mayberry.com, twochairsnowaiting.com. And you'll be able to see all those things for yourself and go and visit these websites and try to determine for yourself about Mr. Lowry and Mr. Hagen. And you can hear all this this stuff and more by going there. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for you that have called in and left messages this week. I appreciate that. You can call me at 888-684-8415. Or you can drop me an email at floyd@mayberry.com. You can drop by facebook.com/twochairs and leave comments there. Or just leave comments at twochairsnowaiting.com. In the show notes for any particular episode, and I will look at those and I'll either email you back or talk to you on the podcast at some point. So I think that's all we've got for this week, folks. And you know, I just really appreciate you dropping by, and we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.